Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey, everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back to another episode of SCP Archives. Not too much to talk about this week, so just a quick recap in case you missed last week's episode. First, we are doing a live show in Chicago on November 10th. If you're in the Chicago area on November 10th, come see myself, John Grills, and Shelby Scott live at the Music Box Theater. Tickets are only $25, and they are selling fast, so buy soon. Second, last week we shared a trailer for Badlands Cola, which is an amazing serial fiction podcast. If you haven't checked it out already, go check it out right now. It is a great show. It has dinosaurs, it has cults, it has a cola. It's everything you could ever want from a podcast. And without further ado, this week's episode.
Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number. SCP-6373. Containment class. Neutralized. Special containment procedures. The building containing SCP-6373 has been outfitted with a closed-circuit surveillance system and shuttered from public access. Assigned personnel are to view and transcribe SCP-6373's daily performances. Counseling is available as a part of post-viewing debriefing. Personnel are expected to be repulsed. Description. SCP-6373 is a collection of four papier-mâché puppets, each 1 meter in height. Chemical analysis indicates each puppet's exterior to be constructed from non-anomalous material. All attempts to observe the interior of SCP-6373 through either physical or endoscopic means have failed. All instances are attached to an individual set of strings, bound together by a plastic cross-shaped mechanism intended for control by a puppeteer. SCP-6373 emit a strong, rotting odor, causing visceral nausea. This response is entirely non-anomalous. At 1800 hours daily, SCP-6373 will gain anomalous properties, primarily limited sentience, mobility, and intelligence. Attempts to interact with objects outside of SCP-6373 events, see below, have failed. This effect will not occur if SCP-6373 are contained in a location other than the Goffert Theater, located in Reading, Pennsylvania. Instead, they'll remain inert objects. SCP-6373 will begin a rapid deterioration process, involving slowly melting their papier-mâché bodies and emitting a stronger, more intensive odor as a result. This process continues until SCP-6373 are placed within a 12-meter vicinity of the Goffert Theater. When conditions for animation are sufficient, SCP-6373 proceed to the main stage of the theater, perform an act, classified as an SCP-6373 event. The details of this performance are fluid and ever-changing, and presently, no repeat performances have been observed. An audience of at least one individual must be present at the theater to observe the performance, otherwise SCP-6373 will undergo decomposition. SCP-6373 Event Summary and Cast. Overview. An SCP-6373 event is a largely unorganized and spontaneous performance acted out by SCP-6373. Featuring unorthodox attempts at humor, storytelling, and entertainment. Audience attempts to interact with SCP-6373 during a performance have resulted in injury. Performances do not have a set length, ranging from 2 minutes to 3 weeks in length. Descriptions of each puppet's physical appearance and typical role in an SCP-6373 event can be found below. SCP-6373-1 is an elderly male with a pointed nose and large eyes, clad in a beret, black sweater, and striped shirt. Dash 1 is referred to as Pierre, and serves as the performance's host and central character. SCP-6373-2 is a large, bald, disembodied head with sizable ears and an open-mouthed expression. SCP-6373-2 is referred to as Glouton, and is incapable of speaking outside of deep, guttural moaning and single-word statements. SCP-6373-3 is a diminutive disembodied head with closed, sunken eyes and a solemn expression. It is noticeably smaller than the others, and its skin is a painted and discolored gray. While the puppet features no limbs, much like Glouton, audiences have observed its strings being pulled during performances as if articulated joints were present. SCP-6373-3 is referred to as a Mi. Though a Mi does not typically speak or make noise, it will on occasion silently cry. A Mi is the most frequent target of Pierre's verbal and physical abuse. SCP-6373-4 is a long-necked clown, wearing an outfit typical of such with white gloves. SCP-6373-4 is the only puppet with a hinged jaw, intended to be operated through the use of a string connected to the bottom of the mouth. This mechanism has since broken, rendering SCP-6373-4's jaw loose and uncontrollable. SCP-6373-4 is referred to as Jacques, and serves as the group's comedic relief. Jacques often reiterates the phrase, "Isn't that funny?" to punctuate its antics.
Hey everyone, Pacific here with a quick ad break and a reminder. Ad-free episodes are available at our Patreon at patreon.com/SCP_POD.
All right, so you guys know that I've been trying to lose weight lately. You know, I've been kind of on the bigger side for most of my life, but I've been able to drop a lot of weight because I've been trying to eat healthier.
You look good.
Thank you. The problem is I can't cook at all. Like, I'm basically just make
I've tasted your food.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Factor Meals before.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so Factor Meals, it's like these easy, ready-to-eat meals that they'll send to your house.
I'm sure you've
heard of services that do this
type of thing.
Where they send food, and it's this. What I actually really liked about Factor is it's like, it has to be kind of idiot-proof for me because I can't cook or do anything, but it's like ready in 2 minutes. It literally comes everything together. You don't have to
make anything.
It's all put together in its own thing. 2 minutes. It's not frozen, which actually makes it awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know, the frozen food.
Yeah.
It comes like in a box. It's like chilled, with the cooling stuff. But you got all kinds. So I did the keto one, but they also have like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. They've even got so my wife ended up really liking these energy shots.
Okay.
That they put in the box that we ordered, where it's literally like just a little shot of different kinds of energy shots that were awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I always was like, I'd see these commercials or I'd hear commercials for stuff, but I thought Factor Meals seemed like something that was really threading that needle and would have been really, really perfect for me. But dude, they had pancakes, smoothies.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they have breakfast?
They got midday snacks. And so I thought it was perfect.
Get it in, get it done, boom.
If you're just looking for fast premium options and you don't have to really cook or be able to do anything.
Sure.
Factor is awesome for that kind of stuff. And I thought the quality of the meals, restaurant quality meals that I just could heat and eat, dude. So it's not like your frozen stuff you get at the grocery store. So if you guys want to try Factor Meals, I'd say go for it because it's really helped me out. And I was actually really surprised. All you guys have to do is head to factormeals.com/badmovies50 and use code badmovies50, that's 50, to get 50% off. That's code badmovies50 at factormeals.com/badmovies50 to get 50% off. Guys, give it a try.
That's half.
I know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, back to our show.
Addendum 6373.1, History and Performance Summaries. The Gofford Theater was opened in Reading, Pennsylvania in 1860 by French immigrant and entrepreneur Timothy Gofford. The theater was host to stage plays, musical performances, and in-house puppet shows that feature SCP-6373. The puppets were personally designed by Gofford, who maintained an intensive interest in puppeteering and often participated in the show's production. These shows were massively profitable and popular among Reading's children. It is unknown if SCP-6373 held any anomalous significance during the theater's operation, but written evidence detailing payrolls of puppeteers and printed copies of scripts intended to be performed by SCP-6373 suggests they were ordinary puppets. In 1884, the theater closed due to embezzlement committed by Gofford's wife, Cynthia Cotier, Cordier's actions were presumably in retaliation to Gofford's unfaithfulness in their marriage. This resulted in a divorce and subsequent legal battle, which Gofford lost. In 1886, Gofford wrote a letter to his wife, a portion of which has been transcribed below.
I write to you in poor health, and all joy sapped from my life. May misfortune follow you until the end of your days. I will not construct again that which I had spent 2 decades of my life working towards. I can only thank God's grace that the building has remained vacant, as I could not bear to see it owned by another man. I want to perform again, and to see the children smile. My happiness was so linked to theirs.
1 week later, Gofford disappeared. No evidence of his whereabouts was found. The letter remains his last known communication with another individual. Recordings indicate Cynthia Cordier would die of natural causes 4 months later. In 1887, the ASCI, American Secure Containment Initiative, discovered SCP-6373 during an inspection of the building. Anomalous effects were documented thereafter, and containment continued after the ASCI had been assimilated into the SCP Foundation. A log of notable SCP-6373 performances have been recorded below.
Performance summary, October 22nd, 1887. First recorded performance. Lighting fixtures around the theater collectively power on several minutes before the show, and a slight piano accompaniment, originating from an unknown source, is heard throughout the event. Pierre rescues a princess, a costumed Jacques, from a dragon, played by Glouton. Researchers note several moments when an SCP-6373 instance has difficulty maintaining posture and moving, often taking multiple attempts to lift limbs. These moments increase in frequency over time. Performance summary, April 17, 1895. Pierre and the other puppets take over the roles of criminals recovering after a botched bank robbery attempt. As they attempt to figure out who alerted the police to their activities, they come to the conclusion that it was Om. The puppets spend the rest of the performance using the spherical Om as a ball in a game of soccer. It eventually devolves into a contest to see which puppet can kick Om the hardest. Pierre berates Om for betraying its trust and breaking the bond they had shared after years of working together. Examination of liquid secreted by Om puppet indicates chemical similarity to human tears. Performance summary, February 29, 1916. The puppets reenact a scene on a farm, while the German-Russian conflict known as the Battle of Tannenberg is waged nearby. Glouton and Jacques take the role of a German and Russian soldier, respectively, and act out a slapstick battle in a field. Sounds of war and human suffering are heard throughout. The subsequent scene, inside the farmhouse, features Pierre and Om as a husband and wife. Pierre laments that its crops have been destroyed due to the war and calls to Om for support. The puppet remains silent, even as Pierre's cries grow louder and more frantic as it shifts the blame of the crops' destruction from the war to Om itself. Pierre states that Om will never be let out again, presumably referring to the house. Performance summary, August 21st, 1922. SCP-6373 performs a similar narrative as the first recorded SCP-6373 event. Audiences note each puppet sounds discontented in its delivery of dialogue. Movements do not sync up with dialogue, and instances move in frantic bursts, hanging limp when not speaking. The ending, where Pierre escapes with Jacques while Glouton flees, is altered. Instead, Pierre directly attacks Glouton with a plastic sword while berating the puppet for being useless. Glouton acts as if it were dead, and Pierre comments on its acting, stating, "That isn't what being dead feels like." Future SCP-6373 events are noticeably more dissonant and aggressive in tone. Performance summary, November 4, 1938. First direct audience acknowledgement by SCP-6373. Puppets engage in a comedic sketch involving dancing. Instances move in slow, jerking motions while dialogue is quickly paced. Pierre becomes frustrated that the other puppets are unable to synchronize themselves and suspects they are intentionally being uncooperative. Pierre brandishes a prop hose and sprays water at the puppets. This removes paint from their bodies. High-pitched, feminine screams are heard throughout the theater with no discernible point of origin. Pierre turns to the audience and states, "It's always the same kids out there." Performance ends with Pierre hurling into the crowd after it attempted to roll off stage. From this point on, Pierre speaks to the audience while performing, usually to seek approval before berating another puppet. All paint was restored by the next event. Future performances frequently feature Pierre accusing other puppets of malfeasance and taking physical action as a result. Performance summary, January 11, 1952. Pierre performs a piano duet with Jacques, who is unable to be quiet or still. Though Jacques apologizes, Pierre repeatedly slams the puppet's head into the piano, denting it. When Pierre is finished, viewers note Jacques' jaw has detached completely. Jacques' laughter turns into pained cries as the puppet takes damage. Within minutes, vicious yellow fluid begins to seep from Jacques as it fails to reattach its jaw. Audiences describe the liquid's odor as repugnant. Pierre retrieves and forces the puppet to sit in a puddle of the fluid. This event marks the beginning of a trend towards increasingly violent behavior. While puppets sustain heavy damage as a result, they begin each performance fully restored. Notably, Jacques' jaw is never fixed, and the fluid continues to seep from the puppet. Performance summary, March 30th, 1958. Shortest performance, 2 minutes in duration. Pierre is teaching an art class where each puppet is painting on a canvas. Glouton's canvas displays the words, "Open inside." When Pierre sees this, it becomes infuriated and ends the event, leading the puppets off stage. SCP-6373 instances disappear and are unable to be located. For the next 24 hours, an unidentified male voice swears and screams from behind the stage's curtain, punctuated by bouts of loud banging and clattering. The source is not discerned. Lights remain powered on and centered on the stage. SCP-6373 reemerged at 1800 the following day for a routine performance. Performance summary, August 21st, 1963. Pierre takes the stage and berates the audience for attending. Pierre asks if the audience is aware that in death, a soul can still wither. Pierre's voice changes to that of a woman's and delivers a eulogy in memory of Timothée Goffard. Later investigation revealed that a funeral was not held for Goffard. Performance summary, June 6th, 1971. Performance is routine, involving a sketch where Pierre teaches Jacques how to play baseball, using as a ball. Jacques is hesitant to hurt but is pressured into doing so. All dialogue is delivered in a monotonous male voice, as opposed to their ordinary intonations. There are frequent pauses and sighs in each puppet's delivery. This voice persists throughout all remaining SCP-6373 events. Movements during this performance are notably more loose and fluid than before. When an instance appears to have difficulty moving, it will strike itself, restoring fluid motion. Performance summary, January 13, 1973. Puppets wear large papier-mâché facsimiles of human bodies and interact with each other in a sitcom household environment. Audience members report hearing a faint laugh track in the background, though one is not present in recordings of the event. Over time, the suits begin to decompose. Layers of papier-mâché slough off to reveal loose viscera. Pierre frequently assaults with various household objects, and at one point causes the puppet to split in two after breaking it open with the corner of a table. Pierre encourages his two sons, Glouton and Jacques,
to belittle or berate Om throughout. Performance ends with Glouton pushing a cabinet of dinner plates on top of the half-destroyed Om. Examination of material left on stage following the event revealed it to be bovine in composition. Excess blood, fluid, and viscera remained on stage throughout later performances and began to rot. Removal was deemed impossible. Performance summary, July 2, 1976. SCP-6373, do not take the stage. Instead, the event is projected onto the stage's curtain by shadows. Their source is unknown. All puppets take part in insulting Om, claiming that it is responsible for their current situation and it is the sole reason they are unable to move forward. Pierre pries Om's eyes open with a pair of pliers. Jacques spews fluid onto Om, causing the puppet to scream. Pierre forces Glouton to consume and regurgitate Om. Om is beaten with shovels, drilled holes into with a power tool, and squeezed by a vise to the point of breaking entirely. Event lasts 4 hours, uninterrupted. During this process, the Pierre puppet emerges from behind the curtain and attempts an ordinary performance of Jack and the Beanstalk, while the shadows of Jacques and Glouton continue to beat Om. All researchers' attempts to open the Om puppet's eyelids have failed. Performance summary, September 18, 1979. Puppets retell and reenact the story of Timothée Goffard's life, framing him as an individual who was treated unfairly by society and his circumstances. Performance concludes with Pierre stating that Timothée Goffard died alone, miserable, and never experiencing love. There is no mention of Cynthia Cordier throughout the performance. The puppet states that Goffard Theater remains Timothée's lasting legacy and thanks the audience for their continued support. Pierre then flagellates itself to the point of knocking its head off its shoulders and releasing a mass of blowfly larvae from its neck. A feminine scream emerges from the hole. Larvae are unable to be removed from the stage, except when it is consumed by rats inhabiting the theater. Performance summary, September 18, 1979. SCP-6373 perform a retelling of Hansel and Gretel. All instances deteriorate considerably, seemingly without reason. Puppets have mobility issues throughout, sometimes repeating actions several times or falling to the ground. The performance is entirely silent until the final scene, where Pierre and Jacques toss a costumed Glouton into a mock oven. As the puppet burns, it states it cannot stay together anymore. All puppets collapse. Observation of the Goffard Theater later reveals that the structural integrity of the building is in jeopardy due to previously undiscovered infestations of termites and wood-decaying fungi in key construction areas. Performance summary, August 2, 1983. SCP-6373 instances hold a mock funeral for Om, and spend the rest of the performance exploring various afterlives that the puppet may be delivered to, complete with props and costumes. Puppets are notably culturally insensitive when discussing non-Western afterlives. Event concludes with Jacques commenting on the excess of punitive afterlives, and that it's impossible to truly know which a person should believe in to achieve salvation. Pierre then states, "It knows the answer. We're all dead. This is the only afterlife there is." Puppets then go limp and remain in this state for a week, missing 7 performances. All future performances lack props and costumes, marking a decline in performance effort by SCP-6373. Performance summary, March 18, 1984. Pierre tells nonsensical jokes, which Jacques and Glouton laugh excessively at. Pierre then goes on a tirade about wanting to injure members of the audience while performing, and then asks the crowd if they feel similar. Glouton admits that it fantasizes about wanting to break a child's arms, Almost every second, it's alive. Pierre then asks the audience for a volunteer to demonstrate breaking an arm. The performance is silent for 46 minutes before researcher Lang volunteers herself. Pierre snaps Lang's arm at the elbow, fracturing her ulna. The puppet cites her resemblance to that cunt as greatly increasing its enjoyment of the act. The performance ends. Lang is reassigned to a different anomaly following treatment. Future performances infrequently include SCP-6373 committing acts of violence towards a member of the audience. Performance summary, September 18, 1984. Last performance with discernible dialogue. Event is composed entirely of Pierre stating the full name, birth, and expiration date of every patron of the Gofar Theater from its opening to present. Members of the audience are included in this routine. Throughout the act, Pierre's movements are awkward, and its speech is slow and slurred. Event concludes with Pierre looking to the ceiling, stating, "You carry on so well," before violently throwing itself across the stage multiple times. Performance summary, February 12, 1985. Performances have degraded to frenzies of self-harm carried out by each puppet. Stage lighting is absent or flickers. Musical accompaniment is discordant and cacophonous. Instances self-mutilate, flagellate, and flay themselves through the use of the stage floor's friction, each other, or blunt force trauma. Screams range from high-pitched feminine voices to deep male ones. Occasional laughter is heard during male screams. Performance summary, April 25th, 1985. All puppets sit on the stage motionless, occasionally turning their heads to monologue to the audience in a nonsensical, indecipherable fashion. Several researchers claimed the puppets were directly gazing at them. All future dialogue in performances consists solely of moaning, grunting, screaming, and weeping, with extended periods of inactivity. Physical actions are often limited to standing or sitting. Performance summary, May 13, 1985. Performance is entirely indecipherable. Performance summary, June 9, 1985. Final performance. SCP-6373 instances stand side by side for 18 minutes. No dialogue is heard. They collectively bow and fall to the ground. Stage lights and music cease. No further events occur. See addenda for details.
Following the June 9 performance, all SCP-6373 instances began the deterioration process observed prior, shedding their papier-mâché exteriors. When this was complete, each instance was discovered to contain preserved human remains and organs, which had been segmented cleanly at several termination points. All remains are presumably sourced from a single individual. Their contents have been listed below. Pierre contained a brain. Jacques contained a heart. Glauton contained a conglomerate mass of excess organs, an unbroken layer of epidermal skin tissue, fecal matter, and hair. Ami was empty. Examination of unfolded skin tissue found within Glauton revealed a resemblance to POI-6373-2, Cynthia Cordier. Object has been reclassified as neutralized.
This episode is possible thanks to our patrons. Joining us this week was Nicholas Dalton, Jacob Sims, Tacrocs, Charos, Tras, T-C-H-R-O-H-S. Don't know what that is. I'm so sorry. Trosh, Ashley Deerwester, Majin Flo, James Rami, Sigma Bunny, and Unflapped Pie 836. Thanks, guys. Your support means the world, and it helps us do what we do. SCP-6373 was written by Jay Dune. Our host and narrator was John Grills. Gofford was Pacific Obadiah. Researcher was Graham Rowitz. Our sound designer was Travis McMaster, and our music was done by Matt Roy Berger. Our theme song was made by Tom Rory Parsons, and I'm your showrunner, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska, and this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit bloody.fm.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.